Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. We preg-checked our heifers this week and we'll be taking the open ones to market. This would be happening even if we had been getting rain. We've been very fortunate to rent some CRP ground this last 45 days, and the heifers have done quite well. I've been moving them every couple of days, trying to stretch it out as much as possible and still leave the required amount of cover. We didn't get an early start on preg checking since my day started in Kansas, and it was a little warm on Saturday afternoon. My arm is a little sore this morning. His shoulders don't hurt all the time, just every now and then, like when he lifts his breakfast spoon just up above his chin. He doesn't think about it much. It goes along with a career of preg checking and AI and cows, a job done at the bovine's rear. When he was young, he used his right arm till it came out of joint in a Hereford cow. It was painful getting it extracted, so he uses his left arm now. His left arm just isn't holding up, may suffer that same fate, and he is running short on appendages with which to compensate. He decides to take up karate, or the ancient art of taekwondo. With his newfound balance and control, there's no telling how far he'll go. And he'll keep right on working, though his shoulders are kaput, as he pulls a sleeve up to his knee and palpates with his foot. I had a thought for a new line of a new poem earlier in the week, and would like to run it by you this morning. I call it Late August, 2012. There will come a time for going, but I hear no rooster crowing. For now, I think that we will stay. After months of irrigating, for rain we still are waiting, we've rolled up a couple hundred bales of hay. If the winter's not too rough, and if we coal deep enough, perhaps a remnant of ruminants will remain. We will find some stocks to graze, and with the passing days, pray that with the springtime comes some rain. Today a hot wind's blowing. I take comfort in the knowing that the Lord above is bigger than this drought. Like Habakkuk in his prayer, I know his love and care, and that he will forgive me for my doubt. The words that I had said back on the day the heifers bred, one of these days the rain will bring a cure. Though it hasn't happened yet, I will still hold on my bet. We are 45 days closer than to a wet spell than we were. Down south, the hurricane sets the stage. In the west, the fires rage. Feeding the horses is how I start my day. As I pull off the twine and tote it down the line, keeping tabs, we are just under 200 bales of hay. For those of you that don't have Habakkuk's prayer memorized from the last dry spell, let me share part of it with you. Though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God the Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer, and he makes me tread on my high places. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. Hoping that it is raining where you are, that the Lord blesses you real good today, and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.